Welcome to the Wisdom Process. This process is specifically designed to help you to take a challenge or an opportunity that you're facing at the moment and to seek your inner wisdom through relating with the five women's power types, the warrioress, the lover, the mother, the queen, and the sorceress. One of the things that I know to be true is that we all have access to the most extraordinary wisdom within us, but most of us are asking the wrong questions, or we're asking questions of the wrong part of us. We all have differing parts, don't we? We have the creative part, the logical part, the emotional part, the rational part. We have the part that has a load of faith in the universe. We have a part that is always looking to protect and keep us safe. The answers that we get when it comes to facing problems or challenges or indeed opportunities will be different depending on which part of us we ask. So in the wisdom process, what we do is deeply engage with all of these parts of us, ask each of them in turn for their input into the problem or the opportunity that we're facing, and find the most profound and perfect path forward for our own growth, our leadership, and the impact that we want to make in the world. This process is done with a journal and a pen. And I'm going to be asking you to close your eyes and go inside for a time and then come out and write. And then go inside for a time and then come out and write. So set yourself up somewhere where you won't be interrupted for at least half an hour. And take your time to get your environment just so that you're in a nice, relaxed, peaceful state of mind, able to listen to the instructions that I give you and listen deeply inside to what you hear. This process is best not done while driving or operating heavy machinery. So without any further ado, let's get started. We're going to start by relaxing your conscious mind. So go ahead and find a comfortable seating position with your notebook open in front of you. And once you're nice and comfortable, see if you can perhaps become 5 or 10% more comfortable by adjusting some part of your body. Feel the floor underneath your feet, the chair or the floor underneath your bottom. Feel the air against your skin. Really feel into the here and the now. Listen to the sounds around you, sounds nearby, sounds far away. Notice the smells of now, the tastes of now, and become aware of your vision, your inner vision, what you can see even with your eyes closed. Really profoundly in this here and now moment. Become aware of your breath. Don't try to adjust it or fix or change it, just become aware of it, conscious of your breathing in, conscious of your breathing out. And now, what I'd like you to do is to set an intention for this practice, an intention to hear your inner wisdom in response to whatever problem or challenge, indeed opportunity or possibility that you're facing. So bring to mind that challenge or that opportunity now. get clear on what it is you would like input on. Take a moment to clarify it in your mind. Good. And now what we're going to do is access each of the five women's power types. These are patterns of thought, of energy, indeed patterns of power which live in our body and our unconscious mind. We all have access to all five of them. Some of them we are very familiar with, we use them every day. Some of them may feel very distant, strange, or unfamiliar to you. It doesn't really matter. You can access each of them whenever you want to. And you're going to have an experience of each of them just now. So we will access each in turn and we'll be listening for her wisdom, for her insight into each of the challenges that you're currently facing. So to begin with, we are going to tune into the power type of the warrioress. Feel into that part of you now, which is energetic and youthful no matter what your age. Your inner warrioress is that part of you that will fight for justice, that gets riled up when she sees things she doesn't agree with. Feel into that part of you that, like the mythical Amazonian woman, is courageous, is bold, is feisty. That part of you that has spoken up in the past, if only once a long, long time ago. Feel into that part of you that is independent, quick to act, quick to seize opportunities. That part of you, that power type inside, which has the strength of a tigress, who will fiercely protect those who you know to be your own. Feel into the part of you that raw energy for life. The warrioress can be hard to keep up with at times, but she really inspires action in those around her. Feel into that part of you. Your inner warrioress is the part of you that offers your leadership incredible power through leading by cause, because of the cause, and leading through example and participation. Your warrioress wants to stand alongside her fellow teammates, her sleeves rolled up, getting involved. She's often the best or the most dedicated. Others have to run to keep up with her. So feel into this power type inside you. Notice where you feel the center of your warrioress inside you. And as you feel that warrioress inside you, ask her, what wisdom do you have to offer me in relationship to the challenge or opportunity that I'm facing? And I will give you some quiet time now to hear her reply. Very good. And now, with the wisdom of the warrioress, open your eyes and take a few minutes to capture what it is that you heard or saw. You might like to make notes, draw pictures, write down single words, bullet points, a paragraph, whatever feels right for you. I'll be quiet for a time, or you may like to press pause and restart once you've captured everything you want to write down. Very good. Having captured the wisdom of the warrioress, it's now time for us to tune in to the second women's power type, the second contributor to our incredible abilities to be effective and fruitful and loving, and that is the lover. So I want you now to open your body, open your heart, and feel into that part of you that is the power type of the lover. Your inner lover is characterized not just by your sensuality and your sexuality, although both of these are incredibly important, but also that part of you that just loves emotion, is happy to feel. Whether it's good emotion, bad emotion, the lover doesn't label good or bad. She just loves to feel anything. She loves life itself. Open up to that part of you that is the source of life, that is deeply connected to life, to creativity, can be relied upon at the initiation phase of projects, whether those projects be brain children or real children, the lover is there at the inception. Feel into that part of you that relishes the exploration of the world itself through all five of your senses. Through taste, touch, hearing, smell, feeling. That part of you that delights in giving pleasure, in receiving pleasure in all domains, in the bedroom, at work, gifts, joy, just sharing the love of life itself. This part of you is the part of you that can lead through invitation and appreciation. This part of you is rarely denied. If she's in charge when it comes to leadership, she's captivating and magnetic. An invitation from your lover power type will hold the promise of a rich experience for anyone who hears it. And from this place, you're thus able to tempt others to coming on board with you. Leading from this place. You'll find you'll want to shower your team with gifts, with appreciation, with experiences that delight the senses, beautifying spaces and opportunities. People will follow you if you're in your lover power type because they love you. From this deeply alive power type, who has so much to offer, not just in our personal relationships, but also to our leadership and our work environment. She is also the center of our self-care. She is the part of us that takes care of ourself, replenishes ourselves, takes ourselves on soft play dates. As you ask her, what wisdom do you have to share with me in this opportunity or challenge that I'm facing? And take a moment now to listen, to see, to feel her response. I'll be quiet for a time so you can hear it. Very good. And now take a moment with everything you saw or heard or felt to capture that in your notebook through words, pictures. You might like to pause, or I'll just be quiet for a time while you capture everything that the lover had to offer. Wonderful. And now, with the wisdom of the lover on board, it's time for us to shift our energies. I want you to shake out the lover, roll your shoulders, give yourself a little wiggle. And now, I want you to feel into the power type of the mother. Now, you don't need to have children to have a robust mother power type. All of us understand what it is to be the archetypal mother. She is the part of you that is always available to provide a space of safety, of solace, of warmth for those around her. It's that part of you which is the place we all go to for nurture, for nourishment, to feel at home. She's the part of you that's patient, that's kind. Mothering not just your own children, if you have them, but all children and the planet. When you feel into the center of you, that part of you that's always looking to bring out the best in others through encouragement and unconditional love. The mother also sacrifices her own needs for those she identifies as your family. So notice that you do sacrifice from time to time for people you care about. And this is when you're in your mother power type. As a leader, this part of you will lead with gentle encouragement, teaching and coaching being your tools of choice. When you lead from the center of this power type, you'll be able to work to bring out the very best in every member of your team, certain in the knowledge that everyone's contribution is valuable and important. From the mother, you'll be a fierce protector of the well-being of your team, supporting people to take care of themselves. So as you feel into the center of this unconditionally loving, unconditionally accepting part of you, what wisdom does the mother have to offer you in relationship to the challenge or the opportunity that you're facing currently? I'll be quiet for a time while you listen to her response. Very good. And now open your eyes and capture in your notebook what it is you heard from the power type of the mother. Thank you. Now take a moment to shake out that power type. Roll your shoulders a little bit. Shift your energy. And let's now open up to our next women's power type. And that is the power type of the queen. You might like to imagine as you sit there, robes flowing off your shoulders, a crown upon your head. Because the queen is that part of us that is most comfortable, perhaps, in leadership. It's that part of you that is certain of her place in the world. The queen knows she was put where she was put by God. She epitomizes grace and dignity. Feel into this part of you that is deeply committed to your realm, those people whom you hold close. Not just your family, but perhaps team members, clients, community members. Those people for whom you want the best are those that are in your realm. And that part of you that is deeply committed to those and the best for them. The Queen holds a clear vision for what she desires for those people in her realm. So feel into the vision that you have for the world. What it is that you see, the legacy you would like to leave. When you're in your queen, you can feel the magnetism to that vision because others will be drawn to that. They become fiercely dedicated to her vision, often laying down their lives in service of the queen's ideals. The queen is incredibly decisive. She doesn't vacillate or do analysis paralysis. She's concerned with the long term. She's able to shelve her emotions and focus on what's best for the realm. But she will put her needs first because she knows putting her own needs first is crucial for the well-being of the realm. She's happy to be in charge. She's happy to have the final say. This is the part of you that inspires loyalty, service, dedication, not because of who you are, that would be lover, but because of the powerful vision you hold for the team. People are driven to provide for your needs when you operate from this place, as you hold the space for greatness of all. We go to the Queen for unbiased guidance, sanction, blessing, order, structure, systems. And her team members will often work beyond their own limits to provide for that vision. Sometimes exhaustion and burnout can ensue, so we have to be careful about being in the Queen all the time. But she has great wisdom to offer us when it comes to dealing with challenges and with dealing with opportunities. It's time now to ask this part of you, this decisive, structured, serene and graceful, regal part of you, what contribution she has by way of wisdom to the opportunity or the problem that you're facing currently. Very good. And now open your eyes, grab your notebook and jot down what you heard. Excellent. Once again, shake out that power type. Roll your shoulders a little bit. Breathe out. And now, let's open up to the final power type that we'll be working with, and that is your sorceress. Now, sometimes we think that sorceress only exists in the realm of the magic and spiritual. And yes, that is an important part of her. But every woman has access to a powerful sorceress within her. It's that part of you that is connected to your higher power, whatever you call it. You might call that God, Christ, Allah. You might call it Krishna. You might call it your higher self. You might call it Shakti. You might call it quantum physics. It doesn't matter what you call this thing that is bigger or beyond you, the universe, the cosmos, source. Whatever you call it, sorceress is that part that is connected to it. We tend to shorthand this higher power to the word source for those of you who work with us, which is why we choose the name sorceress to articulate this part of you which is connected to that. Feel into that part of you that knows that magic and miracles do happen in the everyday, everyday miracles. Like when you're running late for the train and magically the train is running late and you catch it. The sorceress is that part of you that understands and indeed can work with the bridge between the unseen and the seen. She's incredibly innovative and creative, comes up with bolts from the blue kind of ideas. Feel into that part of you that can facilitate transformation in others, that can really help create change inside of individuals, organizations, teams. The sorceress is that part of you that's naturally curious, always searching for information, new wisdom, new knowledge. And she delves deeply into those subjects that interest her. It's that part of you that is a master of your chosen technologies, whether that be mechanical engineering, equestrian, crochet. There's a part of you that can do something and others look at you and it's done as if by magic. That's the sorceress at work. Feel into the part of you that enjoys your own company, that may have some daily rituals, whether it just be that perfect morning coffee or something deeper, working with crystals or rosary beads or whatever it might be. Feel into the part of you that believes everything is possible. And if you're working with a team, inspires that sense of faith, and that her team will go to her for solutions, to come up with magical ideas, because she's always got the right piece of knowledge. When it comes to leadership, this part of you is great at working powerfully with the energies between team members, knowing that the energy of the group will ultimately impact that outcome. So as you feel into this part of you that is connected to the divine, the part of you that is connected to your genius, and expressing that in the world, ask her, what wisdom does she have to share with you in relationship to this challenge or opportunity that you're facing currently? Hear what she says, see it, feel it. Take a moment with her just now. Very good. And now open your eyes, grab your pen, and write down what you saw, heard, or felt from the sorceress. Very good. And finally, just shake out the sorceress. Bring yourself back to center now. And now I want you to just really feel into the center of yourself. The part of you that can access warrioress, that can access lover, that can access mother, that can access queen, that can access sorceress, but is independent of all of them. The center. And from this place in the center, having heard the wisdom of each of the power types in turn, my question for you is, what is the right path forward for you for now on this problem or this opportunity? Knowing that there is no such thing as the right path, there is only the right path for now. Knowing that when we start off on any path, we open ourselves to feedback to be able to discover whether it was the right direction or the wrong direction. When we remain motionless, we get no feedback. So from center, ask yourself, which direction am I heading off in? What is the best way for me to approach this problem, to approach this opportunity? And hear what you hear, see what you see, feel what you feel from this place of center. Good. Take a moment now to jot down what you heard, the advice that you've been given. Very good. And from this place of center, I have one final question for you. Which of the five women's power types should be the project manager on this particular project? You see, if the queen is in charge, you might get quite different results to if the lover were in charge. If the mother were in charge, it might turn out quite differently than if the warrioress were in charge. So bearing in mind the path of action that you have chosen, when it comes to it, which power type is best to lead this project? Make a decision, grab your pen and jot it down. Very good. Now finally, I want you to just close your eyes one last time. Bring yourself back into your body. Notice your breath once more. Perhaps offer a silent prayer of gratitude for the incredible wisdom you have inside of you. Know that you've made some incredible discoveries during the course of this process, which you will now be able to put in action. As you come back up into your normal consciousness, knowing that it's time to take action, when you finish this process, the first thing I want you to do is map out the first three steps that you'll take, following the advice of your power types. So feeling now into your feet and legs, back into your body, your arms and your head. Go ahead and have a little stretch. Open your eyes, grab a pen and make some plans. What are those first three steps that you're going to take to apply the wisdom that you've discovered in this process? Thanks so much for doing it today, and get out there and make that difference, my darling. The world is waiting for you.